It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Think about the time and money your business spends to attract the best talent. What if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce wants an office that's as mobile and active as they are. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. Varidesk products require little to no assembly, ship for free, and come with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Browse all Varidesk products at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 1041 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
To the most delicious hour on radio, heard every Saturday at 5 on 104.1 KQTH. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live right now, and when you hear our destination for deliciousness this hour, you're going to want to join us up at this party. Now look, you know, there was a guy back in the early 1930s that broke all kinds of rules and regulations and laws. In fact, he robbed banks all around the country. He was successful in evading law enforcement for quite a long time. They called him public enemy number one. His name, of course, was John Dillinger, and for some reason, there is a tap room and a craft brewery right here in Southern Arizona that is paying tribute and ode to organized crime so much that they have called it Dillinger Brewing Company. Why don't you come on out here and join us right now, right on Oracle Road, just a stone's throw south of Roger on the west side of the street. We are sipping and singing throughout this entire broadcast, and when you're thinking of sipping and singing, you know, I have a very intentional celebrity co-host decisions to make each and every Saturday, and he is one of my sippers and singers here in Southern Arizona. He regularly holds court behind the bar at Charo's Steak downtown, and he also farted as well. He fought for the freedoms that I enjoy so I could have the blessing of coming to you live every Saturday at 5 o'clock. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Kyle Blessinger. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. I don't really know how to follow that up, guys. Yes, I probably farted.
You farted for our freedoms. I'm not worthy, Kyle Blessinger. But, you know, here we are, Dillinger Brewing Company, for a good chunk of your time on the culinary and cocktail scene. This was one of your homes away from home.
Yes, sir. It was a love affair of dirty cleaning, sweat, blood, tears. It was really fun, really enjoyable. I get to learn quite a bit of stuff here.
Yeah, it's so fun. You know, are you as surprised, blown away, excited, mysterious, everything in between about where the craft brew scene in Southern Arizona has come just in the last few years? I mean, look, 10 years ago, I think, what, there were three. Now,
we're
there are
22, 23.
Something like that. What's up, man? What's behind this butt?
It's really interesting. You know, it kind of goes off the UNESCO City of Gastronomy thing that the designation that we got, and you know, we're a million plus people in Pima County, so it's spread out quite a bit. Where each brewery offers something completely different. You know, San Diego's got 180, 190 now. We have 22, where there's plenty more room for growth. Yeah. It's just a really cool thing to be a part of.
And I tell you what, you know, you talk about everyone is doing something different. Everyone is doing something fresh and fun. And I think the pint that I just hoisted minutes ago is a manifestation of that. It's the Serrano Seduction. They call it a house favorite here. It's an American wheat infused with Hatch green chilies and Serrano's, tons of chili on the aroma. Finish it with, you know, it's just, this is the kind of beer. And this is what we're talking about, because the beer game has gone through the roof over the last couple of years.
Oh, absolutely. This was one of my favorites when I discovered the guys. It's just really quintessential Southern Arizona. Sonora style, you know, with it being Day of the Dead weekend too. It's a perfect fit for, you know, all the celebrations. It's great. They've got a lot of unique choices here. They're really stepping up their sour game, which I got to be a part of for a while. I've got an Imperial Stout that, when I was here, we helped brew with NASA. So that's
so fun.
Something completely new, too.
Right on. So what's going on at Charles Steak these days? I would imagine with Dia de los Muertos and the All Souls Procession, downtown is going to be buzzing with lots of sugar skulls and such.
Yes. We've also got a huge special going on this weekend. You can check it out on our Facebook page. Gary, Ray, myself have all posted about it as well. You get a dinner for four special, so you're going to get two tomahawk steaks carved table side, all the trimmings, some salads, desserts, and a specially engraved custom bottle of Patron Añejo by director Guillermo del Toro.
What?
I wasn't allowed to open the box, but I've seen pictures. So it's a really unique opportunity. You can call the restaurant and ask about that. You can check Facebook out. We're just really happy to be downtown. I enjoy being downtown, and it's great. It's really community oriented. I see a lot of the regulars that I've seen before, so it's a really fun time.
Cool. Now, you mentioned you did a stint here behind the door at Dillinger Brewing Company. What's the one thing that you know now that you wish you had known before you actually began your apprenticeship, as it were, when you were standing at the side of Eric and the team here, really getting dirty in the brewing process? What did you wish someone would have told you about before you got started?
If I had to pick anything, the material that the grain bags are made out of is not that strong. We actually did a IPA here called Boat Shoes IPA.
Oh, I remember the Boat Shoes. Yes.
I named because a grain bag broke one day and I was wearing boat shoes. And that's what I used to scoop the grain into the mill. So maybe footwear was a better option at that point.
Yeah, I mean, you do. You have to intentionally pair footwear with whatever you're going to be brewing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that particular day, it would be remiss, Kyle Blessinger, if I did not call out the fact that next weekend is Veterans Day. You and I had the privilege of co-hosting this show together with Petey and his crew and really talking about the spirit of service that really drives everything you do. What are you going to be doing on Veterans Day next weekend?
Ooh, Veterans Day next weekend. I'm probably going to hit up Anthony's for a cigar. Hopefully watch the Colts not completely disappoint me.
Their only win this season, I think, was against the Washington Redskins.
We have two.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
We're up to two. Take the dogs out for a hike. Yeah, I'm pretty lame and boring these days. Become an adult all of a sudden.
Oh, don't say it.
I know. It's
don't do it. It's a
big, dirty word.
Adulthood is overrated.
It is.
It is absolutely overrated. But anyway, happy Veterans Day to you.
Thank you.
Let me raise my pint with great pride on you and your fellow veterans. As I said, I run my mouth every Saturday at 5. This is something that other folks around the world don't get to do. So I consider it a blessing that you and the work that you did with your fellow veterans gave me the opportunity for me to do this. And I know the culinary and cocktail community in Southern Arizona thanks you as well.
Thank you.
We're talking to Kyle Blessinger. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour in this live broadcast from Dillinger Brewing Company. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, some call him Tucson's favorite pit master. Woo. David Martin is celebrating 1 year at Red Desert Barbecue. He's on the house right on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rustic cuisine, there's a promise and a purity that rustic stands for. And One Foothills Restaurant is putting rustic right at the center of the plate. Commoner & Co. Executive Chef Kyle Nottingham says rustic is about those dishes that take you back to a moment in time, a special place, a memory in the making, all what he calls pivotal parts of the dining experience. And Kyle's new seasonal menu is a true rustic reward, like his Southwest-inspired mac and cheese with local chorizo, house-made pasta, and a 5-cheese bechamel. and his pan-seared rainbow trout with couscous and a blistered grape and herb salad. His New York strip has also become a quick hit with its fresh tomatillo salsa, as well as his shrimp gazpacho with cucumber, melon, and summer peppers. Commoner's new cocktail menu is also a celebration of the season with fresh, floral, and fragrant expressions of the spirits that we all love. Taste some summer today at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order. 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Dillinger Brewing Company on Oracle, just south of Roger, having a great time making our way through this spectrum of suds with our celebrity co-host from Charo Steak, one of the muddling mavens in Southern Arizona, Kyle Blessinger.
Sounds very fancy.
Always fun having a raising a pint with you and having you on the show in the coveted celebrity co-host seat. And I'm so excited our next guest is here, especially since you are on the show because you have told me stories about David Martin before.
Yes.
I even met David Martin, and I remember I went there with our friend Rob Gallo in the very first time, and I didn't, you know, David didn't know me, he didn't know what I looked like, because I'm on the radio, right? Thank God. And so I just wanted a real, authentic, completely straight-up red desert barbecue experience. I sat down, I was in my happy place, man.
His food is phenomenal. It's probably the best barbecue that I've had. I just ate his tri-tip, and he's sold out of it, so I'm a trendsetter, I suppose.
And there's a very good reason why he sold out of it, and frankly, I am so surprised that he actually stepped away from the pit to join us here, because he is celebrating his one-year anniversary at an epic barbecue blowout at Red Desert Barbecue. Put your hands together for our very good friend, David Martin. What's going on, brother?
Oh, not much. Tired.
What time did you get up to get the first anniversary party underway?
I was at the restaurant at 4:30.
4:30. Just packing the smoker with proteins.
Yeah.
Every kind of thing. Is your party still going on right now?
We're very low on barbecue right now. It was overwhelming today. It's actually been busier today than it was on our grand opening.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have, we're out of ribs. Tri-tip. We ran out of cheese sauce once already, so we had to make it again for the loaded fries and tots and mac and cheese.
Yeah, because you can't go to Red Desert without all of those.
Yeah, I only have one chicken left. Maybe gone by now because I left, so I don't know.
So I tell you what, this community completely responded to your invitation to come and kind of, you know, have a little cheer for this big 1 year. And that's kind of, you know, as a small business owner, when I consider the community's response to what I do, I get emotional. And when I see this place just jam-packed, I see people driving into town. I heard you on another radio station the other day.
Yes.
And, you know, there are people calling in from outside of Tucson saying they come to Desert just for barbecue.
Yeah, we have quite a few people that come from out of town. We've had people come from Phoenix, Italy. Australia.
That's not far.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Red Desert Promise.
Yeah.
And here we are beginning the holiday season. I wanted to have you on the show, not just to say happy first anniversary, and I hope there's 100 more, but Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
That's right.
And everybody who makes a turkey at home, Kyle, seriously, let's be honest. Everyone who attempts to do a turkey at home, it's a failure. There's no, you can't do it right. Whether you're going to roast it in the oven, whether you're going to try it in the deep fry, something's going to go wrong. It's a lot of hassle. It's a big pain. You're welcoming guests into your home. The last thing you want to do is be the brunt of jokes in your own house when your turkey comes out of the oven completely overcooked.
I agree. That's why you send it to David.
So, okay, so David Martin and his Q crew have a really cool idea for Thanksgiving, and I want him to tell us about it because you're given the opportunity to bring a little Martin home to enjoy the holidays at the center of your table, and you do all the work, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, anybody like to have a smoked turkey for Thanksgiving, you bring me in a thawed turkey. I'm going to inject that turkey with clarified butter in the breast so it stays nice and moist.
Of course you are.
Use my house rub. I'm going to smoke it, package it for you. It'll be an aluminum pan with foil on it, sitting in the walk-in. You pick it up anytime before Wednesday and pop it in your oven that Thanksgiving morning. 2-3 hours in the oven till it's warm enough inside for you, and you get to enjoy smoked turkey.
Done.
It's way easier than
a couple years ago. I did 16 turkeys when I had the food truck,
right?
For people, and we did it on Thanksgiving, and everyone responded by saying it was the best turkey they ever had. You know,
and it's just—I mean, when you think about the flavor profile of the smoke and the rub and all these great things that we love about David Martin, you actually get—and you're going to impress a lot of people at your home, and they're going to be asking questions like, "Dude, what did you do with the turkey? Last time I came to your house for Thanksgiving, it sucked." But now,
I actually had people 2 years ago telling people they smoked it. And then at the end of the day, they said, oh, no.
Winning some points.
We got it from Red Desert Barbecue, yeah.
So you're injecting the bird with clarified butter.
Yes.
And you know exactly where, anatomically speaking, then that butter needs to go, right?
Yep.
To maximize the texture of that bird. And then are you going to be coating it with that special rub?
Yep.
Break down the recipe for the rub. Or he's not going to.
No, that'd be a secret.
I'll tell you what, it has brown sugar in it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Out of the 12 ingredients, brown sugar is one of them.
12 ingredients in the rub.
Yes.
Okay, so you rub that bad boy up and you put it in the smoker. Now, what kind of wood are you using over there at Red Desert?
Hickory wood from Texas, always. Never use mesquite on smoking. It's always been hickory, and that's what I use. That's true barbecue, and it gives it a great mild smoke flavor. It comes out so moist because of the smoking process and the smoker I use. It'll be better than any turkey you've ever cooked in the oven.
Okay, so all people need to do is bring you their thawed. Now, listen, don't bring one of those frozen, you know, hockey puck turkeys. A thawed bird.
Get
it wherever you want.
Yep.
Because you're not selling the bird.
Nope.
But you bring in your own bird, and how much notice are you asking your guests to give you?
The latest I can take a bird is like Tuesday around noon.
Okay. Wow. That's cutting it close because you're not smoking these for 45 minutes.
No.
Okay.
No.
So Tuesday at noon is the cutoff to get your thawed turkey over to Red Desert. Now, do they have to call and tell you?
Yes, they need to call.
And tell you that they're coming with the bird.
Yes, we are actually going to be closed Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I have a huge catering that I have to take care of.
Oh, right on.
I'm still going to be at the restaurant, though. And on Wednesday, if they want to pick it up, we're going to have somebody there to distribute birds as we're distributing the catering. So you'll get your bird. The bird you bring in, we tag with a stainless steel tag. So your bird corresponds with a number. That number corresponds with your name. You get the bird you bring me. So if you want a free-range bird or all-natural, whatever, that's the bird you take
home.
The
bird you brought is the bird you leave.
Okay. Yep.
What's the telephone number to people for people to call you and let them know, let you know that they're coming?
520-838-0035.
838-0035. You are going to be a hit, not only at your table but in the neighborhood, because Red Desert Barbecue is going to smoke your turkey for Thanksgiving. And how much is it to do?
$30.
Only $30, and you are a hero. Okay, we got about another 30 seconds before we have to go to a commercial break, but you said you're out of ribs.
Out of ribs.
But I'm looking at ribs right here. I'm about to devour these right now. Kyle brought these over from your first anniversary party. Break down these ribs for us. What's the secret?
Baby back ribs. Rub them. Smoke them for a couple hours. I wrap them to get them past the stall so they become nice and tender.
Right.
Glaze them with a little bit of sauce at the end. Ready to go.
Look at that smoke ring, brother. I mean, a beautifully executed rib. Still a little bit of chew. You know, you don't want to pick up the bone and have it all fall off. That's beginning barbecue. A seasoned, trusted pitmaster knows that you have to have a little bit of a chew, a little bit of a bite mark. David Martin with Red Desert Barbecue. Tell everybody where you're located, brother.
918 West Prince Road on the northwest corner of Prince and Fairview.
Prince and Fairview. Follow the smoke and say hello to our good friend, David Martin. David, thank you so much for everything you do in this community.
Thank you,
Matt. Absolutely celebrate happy one-year anniversary. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and thanks some more sponsors. And when we come back, Eric Seip is in the house. And boy, does he have a story to tell. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But there's so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at AlfonsoOliveOil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Dillinger Brewing Company here with our celebrity co-host from Charo Steak. He's a muddling maven and a man about town, Ooh. Kyle Blessinger. Loving these ribs, man.
They're delicious.
And how cool for David to literally step away from his one-year anniversary party, come over here just to be on this show. You know, he was a regular fixture when Red Desert was a food truck.
Yes,
and Dillinger always loves having some great
how I got to know him.
Food trucks here. But anyway, I'm excited to have our next guest on. He was on the show, about a year or so ago, when I saw the Dillinger's Red was on tap at Culinary Dropout. I'm thinking, you know, Fox does not make those decisions lightly about what beers go on the horizon of handles and what don't. But anyway, he came in and told that story, and he's back here having a great feel-good story, because this time of year, as the holidays are approaching, there's a lot of people in need, Kyle Blessinger. There's a lot of hope, and there's a lot of help, and there is a beer that we're going to be talking about that represents help and hope in the holiday season for everybody that really needs. He is one of the folks that brought us Dillinger Brewing Company, and he is Eric Seip. Eric, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me.
And congratulations to you and your team for your success. And the classy alcoholic walks in. This is like Celebrity Central at Dillinger Brewing Company.
We could do better, but also...
Anyway, we're going to dive deep into the Dillinger story a little bit later on in the show, talk about what it is about this gangster that somehow inspired the brand of your brewing company and your tap room. But we were talking to David Martin about the holidays, Thanksgiving right around the corner, Christmas, all the season of celebration. But there's going to be a lot of people in need, and you and Kyle and your team kind of got together, and you decided to do something a little fun and fresh for this community in a way that represents care. Tell us what you have up your sleeve. We're breaking news right now.
Well, so we've had a whole bunch of different ideas that we've been throwing back and forth, and Kyle's approached us before. You know, we were throwing things out like something for veterans, right, obviously, because Kyle's involved with that. But we eventually settled on a charity that Gary over at Charo actually started himself, if I know that correct.
I think it was Gary and Mike Elefante, or a combination of the two.
Right. But, and the name of the organization?
Hospitality Helps. It's now a 501c3 organization that... started as a way to benefit local industry people. If anybody's been to Knife Fight the last 2 years, the proceeds from Knife Fight go into a fund, and then those individuals vote on somebody who's nominated. I've helped pay tuition for a Pima Community College culinary student. I think she's a single mom or something.
Wonderful.
Struggling, you know, trying to make ends meet.
And these are the kind of gaps that really aren't getting filled by any other organization.
Right.
And you're talking about the hospitality community coming together. Mm-hmm. And so is there's going to be a new beer that actually represents holiday cheer for those that need a little pickup this time of year?
That is correct. I think we have settled in on it being an IPA. Okay. What is an IPA? We've brewed it already. We're arguing back and forth on the name.
Okay. Yes.
I think Kyle gets all the credit for this. He wants to make
sure to clarify that
I give him all credit.
I've seen his contract. Trust me.
Yeah.
I believe it will be Hop Line Bling.
Hop Line Bling. Okay, an IPA brewed especially for the season, and it's going to be available here at the tap room starting when?
Well, I don't want to say too specific of a date, but within the next few weeks.
Okay, within the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine if Kyle Bessinger is in the house, we're probably going to see that beer as well,
yes,
occupying coveted tap space at
Charles Steak. Absolutely.
Okay. Hop Line Bling. Do tell.
It is an ode for all of you kiddos out there to Drake's song. I'm not too apropos or up on the latest and greatest hip hops, but
you're doing well.
Yeah.
You're doing very well. But Hop Line Bling is going to be a thing this holiday season. In just a few weeks, it's going to be here.
That's correct.
We want you to come to Dillinger and try this out. It's an IPA. Have you decided the kind of the hop blend, what kind of varietals you're going to be using for this?
Yeah, it seems like we've settled mostly on Amarillo,
yes,
Mosaic,
yes,
Citra.
Okay, beautiful.
So a lot of the big names. It's going to be West Coast style,
okay,
so
sweet.
Just packing it with a lot of flavor and aroma hops. Very generously dry hopping it as well.
Gorgeous.
So we're pretty excited for this beer. I think it's going to turn out real good.
And how exactly does sales of this beer actually help the folks that Kyle talked about through hospitality? Helps. I mean, is it going to be a portion of the proceeds? Is it going to be how does that work?
A portion of the proceeds will go to hospitality helps. It's super close to me and important to me. I know it's important to Gary and Mike and Eric and everybody involved that we just really reach out during the holiday season to help an industry person, maybe pay some electric bills or put food on the table. A lot of stuff that these men and women do, when we all go out to eat dinner, we all go out to have lunch and drink, they may not be able to do that at home. So it's important for me to get that across.
I love it. And when the craft brewers get together and really do something, I mean, it's the spirit of celebration that defines these brewers, hardworking men and women in this community to do that. And whenever there is a need, I see sometimes the brewers are the first ones to answer the call. Eric Seip, you're doing that here at Dillinger Brewing Company with Hop Line Bling again in the next few weeks. Quickly, what's your ABV? Where's this thing going to end up on the ABV scale?
It's going to be a big boy. We're shooting around 7.2, 7.3.
7.2. That is right in my wheelhouse. All right, so Hop Line Bling happening right here at Dillinger Brewing Company. Again, right off of Oracle Road, just a little bit south of Roger. Come on here, get to know Seip and his crew and learn a little bit more about what they do to make this community a better place to live and to work and to play. We're going to take a quick news break, and thanks to our sponsors. And when we come back, Eric's not going anywhere, Kyle's not going anywhere, but Mr. Aaron Long is going to be sitting right here on the other side of this break. You are listening to On the Menu Live. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
Hey there, fellow foodies. As you know, I love local. And every week I love to tell the stories of local restaurants, local food, local drink, and the local folks behind them. And on November the 10th, they will all come together for an afternoon dedicated to the deliciousness of Arizona food and beverage. It's the first annual Arizona Farm and Food Festival on Saturday, November the 10th, from noon to 3 at the Casino del Sol's Ava Amphitheater. In partnership with the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, the Casino del Sol will showcase the talents of a number of Arizona's outstanding chefs, farmers, and purveyors who will create recipes that demonstrate the virtues of locally sourced ingredients. You'll also enjoy live cooking demonstrations, food samplings, hands-on workshops, children's activities, and more. Plus libations from our region's breweries and distilleries. For the over 21 crowd, of course, tickets start at just $35 and are available now at www.saca.org. That's www.saaca.org. We'll see you on November the 10th for a celebration of all things local at the Arizona Farm and Food Festival.
On the Menu Live, and it is Matt Russell broadcasting live with my celebrity co-host from Charo Steak, Kyle Blessinger, and we are at Dillinger Brewing Company on Arbol, just out of the Roger. Woo-hoo! Having a great time making our way with great enthusiasm across their horizon of handles. You know, I've lost count how many beers they have here. Each just like crafted in a special way. Each has a special story. Each has a special style. And that's really what I love. Style. And John's bringing them out here. What a wonderful surprise. But anyway, we are back here with Eric Seip, one of the crew that first brought Dillinger Brewing Company to us. And Eric, how about, I mean, I know Kyle's a celebrity co-host. Why don't you introduce our next guest? Because I look, you guys are, you've been partners in business. I don't know how far back your story goes, but here's your time to tell the 10 million people listening right now who our next guest is going to be.
Oh, yeah, it's Aaron.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Aaron Long is
Aaron
here!
Long. Yeah. Aaron Long.
It's better than I thought I was going to get, too.
I would say we're essentially interchangeable as people. I always tell everybody
what I've
that.
Heard.
We live together. We work together. There's no difference. It's a thing.
So, and I think the biggest news headline for the show today is Aaron finally gets his On the Menu Live Red Solo
he
Cup.
He does.
Oh, I've been wanting one of these for a long time.
Anyway, there's one of these coveted cupware, as it were. I think Classy Alcoholic has already gone through four. But anyway, but I digress. How did you and Eric get hooked up in the beginning to get this idea about Dillinger? We're going to talk a little bit about the name here in a minute, but how did you guys come to know each other?
So we're buddies from back in college, and we're in the same business fraternity, business club kind of thing. So we thought we're fancy. We'd sit around smoking cigars, drinking craft beers.
Right on.
You're like, you know what? One day we should open one of these microbreweries.
Uh-huh. So a little smoking cigars, drinking some beers. Were you doing the homebrew thing? Did you kind of start out, you know, in the garage doing that kind of thing like so many of the folks in this community have done? Or did you just leap right to the science of it and just get busy right away?
We did the homebrew. It wasn't too great. I think our best product we ended up calling Keystone IPA.
Okay. So, what wasn't so great, Eric Seip, about that first homebrew experience when you businessmen got together, you know, with your business academic excellence, got together and tried this thing for once? What happened? What went wrong?
What went wrong? Well, it didn't taste good.
Okay.
I think it's the
Call
most important part. No, we just didn't really know what we were doing. And even to this day, we still have John Ritter as our very accomplished head brewer that's in charge of making sure the beer tastes good. I make sure the bills are paid and Aaron gets the beer to the people.
Okay,
so we know our roles.
Everybody has a function.
That's
right. The three amigos, but really it's John Ritter, you said, who actually is the one who's overseeing the brewing operations.
Yes.
And I will say, this has got to be one busy dude, guys, because, you know, when we first had you on the show, Eric, it was at Culinary Dropout. Mm-hmm. Boom, there you are on the horizon of handles. I did the show at Rocco's Little Chicago Pizza a few weeks ago. Boom, there's the Dillinger Oktoberfest. I was with my lovely bride today at Cerveza's Kitchen and Cantina. I stare up at the spectrum of handles. Boom, there's Dillinger. These restaurateurs are all about you guys keeping John busy day and night, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, John, it's what, 5:30 on a Saturday, and John's still here. But it's also 5:30 on a Saturday, and me and Aaron are both here as well.
Right.
So it's a small team, but we know what we're doing. And now I really can't give enough credit to Aaron and how well he's able to just go out there and get people tasting our beer and get everyone in Tucson drinking it.
So if you're the face of Dillinger among your clients,
right.
your customers, if you're the face of Dillinger, you're the ones that are that's actually talking to the restaurateur, talking to the bar managers, talking to our heroes of hospitality. What is it that you want them to know about Dillinger as a company, as a culture, before they take their very first sip?
I just want them to know that we try to make a beer for every person that enjoys craft beer. So if you look at our list, we'll have light options, middle-of-the-range options, dark options, sours. So pretty much no matter what they're looking for at their kind of establishment, we'll have a beer for those kind of clientele. Whether it's the real crafty places like Tap and Bottle, they'll have our sours. You know, the more regular food restaurant places, they'll put on the Roadrunner Red, which is, more of a mass appeal kind of beer. Right. So, and, it's just hanging out at bars all day, giving people beer to drink, so it's not too hard of a job.
From a brewing philosophy, though, how we talk to chefs on this show all the time, and we really like to focus on their culinary point of view. Like, how do you describe what you do in a way that you don't think other chefs might do? Like, what is your lane? When you're thinking about Dillinger Brewing Company, given the constellation of craft brewers here in this community, how do you separate yourself or distinguish yourself from everybody else? Obviously all in a very good way. I mean, I know you guys don't compete, you collaborate, and I get
right.
that. But what is the distinguishing factor for who Dillinger Brewing Company is and what you stand for?
So I really do have to just echo what Aaron was saying about how we don't try to pigeonhole ourselves into just one category.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not only trying to sell IPAs. We're
right.
not only trying to sell sours. We're trying to give people old styles, like old world styles, new world styles, West Coast IPAs, East Coast IPAs, sour beers. We're trying to do as much as we can and do it all well. So you're just going to get a very wide variety of well-crafted beers.
Well, no wonder Ritter is working overtime, Kyle.
Yes.
I mean, and you probably spent some time with this Ritter guy.
I did.
Countless hours, him cleaning up after your messes.
It was me cleaning up after my own messes.
I got it. Okay, so we cannot talk about Dillinger Brewing Company, guys, without talking about John Dillinger. Now, I know it's not coincidence. Oh, was there a gangster in the 30s who did bad things to good people, and he successfully evaded law enforcement and, met the end of his life shortly after he was here in downtown Tucson back in the 30s. But, I mean, is this an ode to organized crime here at Dillinger Brewing Company? How does the story of Dillinger translate to a modern-day taproom?
So we agonized over the name for maybe 2 or 3 years,
wow.
Just making huge lists of hundreds of ideas, most of them terrible. And then we
like
finally...
Like that Keystone IPA.
Exactly. We had the Keystone IPA of brewery names. And then I think we finally tentatively settled on Catalina Brewing Company, and then they popped up like a month later.
Yeah,
so at
yeah.
that point, we just said, screw it, the next one
hashtag
that we grew on, we're just going to go for.
Right on.
So Dillinger, it's got the local appeal. It has its like roots in Tucson without being like too pigeonholed into being a Southwestern-themed brewery where we have to have like Kachina dolls and turquoise on everything.
Oh, please.
So it just seemed to be the right mix for us where we can get ourselves a theme if we really want it, but we don't have to be stuck into it.
Are you a student of history, Aaron Long? I mean, are you fascinated by this period in our nation's history that was troubling, some might say? But, I mean, there is an iconic brand associated with Public Enemy Number 1.
Oh, yes, there is. And that was our first Imperial Stout. Johnny Depp also did a great job playing
yes.
John Dillinger,
yes,
which
he
is
did.
How a lot of people these days actually know who he is. And so it's not only for that, but it's also, we can have fun beer names. Like, we've had the Public Enemy. We've had Criminal Lifestyle. We've had Notorious ESB, stuff like that.
Still have it.
Yeah, and it helps that our taproom feels a lot like a speakeasy, too. Kind of tucked back in the alleyway, low lights, music back here. It's kind of goes all with that theme.
Now, at what point in your shopping business around this community, Aaron Long, when do you begin talking to Hotel Congress about getting Dillinger there in to align with their annual Dillinger Days event that happens every, January or mm-hmm. so? I mean, are you a part of that rollout as well?
Yeah, that was our first event we ever did as a company. So we got in contact with them pretty much right after we opened because we're talking about all the Dillinger kind of stuff. So our first public rollout as far as beer festivals or events goes was pouring beer at the Dillinger Days last year. And we continue to this year as well, and hopefully continue partnering with them more and more the more we grow. They're obviously pretty established, though, that the more we can do with them, the happier we are, because they echo that theme really well.
Well, let's talk about growth, because that's a good segue, because, you know, you guys have gone from, you know, the first time I met you was at the craft beer crawl during Arizona Beer Week, and I think you were pouring right on that kind of that little back patio at Crooked Tooth. The first time I ever met you guys, even though we have a Catalina Foothills High School shared relationship. Both my kids are proud graduates. Did you ever graduate, Eric Seid?
Yes, I did.
I'm kidding. but anyway, it doesn't seem it was that long ago when you guys first opened your doors. When was that?
We're coming up on 2 years.
Okay, so it hasn't been 2 years. And you've got Aaron Long. This community is saying yes to him everywhere he goes to pitch. They're saying yes. And it hasn't even been 2 years. Have you been able to meet the demand? And then what does growth look like over the next couple of years? So are you just focusing right now on Southern Arizona? Are you talking to people in Phoenix? Are there people in Flagstaff? You know, nay, across the border into California? What does that look like to you? How do you want to grow?
So we designed this brewery to grow into. So pretty much everything is twice as powerful as we need it to be. Yeah. So when we reach that point, we can instantly double up in size. We do go up to Phoenix a little bit now, mostly just for our single one-off specialty can releases. So about every 2 months or so, we'll release about 125 cases of something, sell it out, and then make a new one. Next one of that being in 2 weeks, the Brute 100 IPA.
Oh, the Brute 100 IPA. Mm-hmm. Okay, 2 more weeks?
2 more weeks.
We have to wait 2 more weeks, Kyle.
It's sad.
Yeah, so
God doesn't like to wait, Eric.
I don't.
So really, we're just lucky to be in a community that's really accepting of new craft beer, of buying local, of supporting small business. So it's really all the bars and restaurateurs out in town that gave us the initial opportunity to be able to succeed.
Aaron Long, when you're not drinking Dillinger Brewing Company beer, what are you drinking, brother?
You know, I like all the other local breweries. I spend a lot of time at Borderlands, Crooked Tooth, Public House, Button, all those guys. So anything they make, I'll drink.
Now, I asked Kyle a little bit earlier on in the show, in his apprenticeship, you know, sitting at the right hand of John Ritter, learning the craft. Actually, he knew his stuff before. I get that. And I asked him, what is one thing that you wish you had known before you started that journey in the brewing process that you know now? I'm going to take you guys back to 2 years ago. You had this great idea. You were 0-1 with the Keystone IPA. You're going to be sorry you ever mentioned that. But anyway, so is there what? How about, let's phrase it like this. What is the one piece of advice you would have if two kids came up to you and said, we were in a business fraternity together, we just tried a garage homebrew, we think we can probably up our game, but we think we want to bring a brewery to Southern Arizona. What's the first piece of advice that you would offer these two kids?
Get more money.
Yeah, get more experience, get more money. Yeah.
Because whatever your budget is, yeah, triple it. Mm-hmm. You think you know numbers, you're wrong. Anyway, you got to double the budget, right? I
mean, you got to double the budget. Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
And it helped. We all had experience, too. Like, I worked for a distributor up in Phoenix, so I was selling beer. He was managing a bar up in Scottsdale. He knew how to do that. But it's all the little things that you're not prepared for. You know, it's just the taxes, it's the accounting, the payroll, the cleaning, the brewing, all that kind of small stuff.
There's a lot of unglorious parts of the process.
I would know.
Thank you to Kyle.
Boat shoes. Yeah. Right, exactly. Now, what about distribution? Are you guys doing, are you self-distributing now? Or you're
self-distributed.
You're, okay.
So if you ever see a black Kia running around, there's probably a few kegs strapped into the back.
A few kegs with, you know, with the back part of the car just kind of sinking on those
back
tires.
Speed bumps are not fun.
Yeah, giving people what they want. Well, you know, we talked about the spectrum of stories that your beers represent, the different styles, the different varieties, the different, you know, ingredients. And you brought out a flight for us to try. Looking at the color right away, I'm saying that these are intentionally made decisions about what you wanted to showcase on the flight. So why don't we work our way through, tell us where to start, and tell us a little bit about each one.
All right, you're starting on the left right here. This first beer in front of you is the Señor Huita. It is a wheat beer, believe it or not.
Aren't you cute, Aaron Long?
Adorable.
He's adorable!
Yeah, so it's basically our house light beer.
Okay.
And it's a super light American wheat. We used a touch of honey in there and some honey malts, and it's made just to be an easy drinker. Every batch comes out smoother than the last. So,
oh, that's totally okay. So my wife, who typically comes to these shows, but she's doing other stuff. This is her beer. This is Nancy Russell in a tasting glass, isn't it? Isn't that Nancy?
I don't know how to answer this.
Easy now, Kyle.
Very well.
Okay, the Señor Huita. Again, great place to start. Kind of bright, fresh, clear, crisp, honey malt.
Oh, yeah.
On that. Yeah. Just beautiful. The ratios are just perfect. So the Senorita, then we're going to something a little darker. The hue is a little bit more amber in color.
Yeah. And shifting into a slightly darker beer, the Roadrunner Red. If you ever see our handles around town, you're going to see this beer.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing all over town. Mm-hmm. That's what was a culinary dropout. And I think, is that what Cervezas?
Cervezas actually still has the Tiki Party Passion Fruit Sour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tiki Party. Fashion Fruit Sour.
Yes.
Cervezas. Okay, this is the Roadrunner Red.
Roadrunner Red. So
talk
to
me.
That's our intermediate beer. It is a little toasty, a little malt forward, but just very balanced. It's actually, you know, partially English. We use an English yeast strain on there, a little bit of a West Coast hops, but it's just intermediate, smooth.
I'm totally getting that kind of you know, regional expression of that story. This is a darn good beer.
That was my favorite to brew just because of the smell on brew days. It was just awesome.
Just beautiful. Now, so, but you're not drinking.
Oh, I can't.
there he goes.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. He's not going to stop.
I can take two.
Okay. Senorita, the Roadrunner Red.
That's right.
We continue our story, our journey into the dark side. You know, we have a dark expression of what beer is. This is the dark that you celebrate. Talk about this one.
All right. Quick plug for the Roadrunner Red. If you're a hockey fan, Tucson Roadrunners, it is on tap at the stadium. So a quick plug for that.
Oh, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, well done. There's another one. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. All right. So shifting to the dark side, this is the Bennu Approach Imperial Stout.
Oh.
This is the beer that has a long story behind it. We teamed up with the local NASA team based out of U of A, the OSIRIS-REx mission, and they're basically flying out to land on an asteroid called Bennu. This beer was to celebrate their initial sighting of it in space. So the Bennu Approach, they're approaching to the asteroid. It's made with local cold brew from Adventure Roasters.
Right on.
Some vanilla in there, and it's just nice beer.
Beautifully balanced. Mm-hmm. ABV on this one?
9.2, so be careful of that one. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. 9.2, so it's got, as craft beer Betty would suggest, she likes her stouts big and boozy.
Yes,
so there's booze on here, but it's not
boozy.
One of those, you know, slap you upside your face, you know, big booze expression. The balance is perfect. It's not tasting like a 9.2.
No, it's
very
dangerous.
Be careful. This is not for beginners. Anyway, we're going to do a quick trivia question, but we're going to come back with that last beer, talk about some tap room happenings here at Dillinger Brewing Company. But the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a Dillinger Brewing Company gift card so you can come in here and experience this all for yourself. Have you guys thought about something fun that we can ask our listeners today?
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea. All right, well, we need a trivia question. Or otherwise, Kyle is going to a fart for our freedom.
Oh, yes.
Waiting. And if you don't know what that means, you're going to have to listen to the
I can come up. I have one.
All right.
Tying in my bar or my place of employment, Charles Steak, with Dillinger Brewing.
Okay.
We have a Dillinger Brewing handle at Charles Steak. I guess my question would be, what do we have on draft currently?
Okay. All right. Good question. So there is one beer.
There's one beer.
By Dillinger Brewing Company on tap right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now all of our listeners are going to rush down to Charles Steak.
Please do.
Take the picture. Okay. What is the Dillinger Brewing Company beer that is on tap? No, Eric, you're not eligible. You can't put your phone down. That is
Googling
on tap
answer.
Right now at Charles Steak. If you think you know the answer, because the first person in with the right answer is going to get a Dillinger Brewing Company a gift card, send me an email right now on themenulive@gmail.com. onthemenulive@gmail.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank one more sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to finish out this great broadcast talking about all the fun and excitement happening here in the tap room. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. We'll be right back.
Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree.
pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos Chipotle and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
You're listening to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Kyle Blessinger broadcasting live from Dillinger Brewing Company on Oracle. Just south of the Roger, having a great time. Some of the most fun that I have on this show is when I get to actually watch the consumption of the classy alcoholic. He just sits there kind of in an unassuming way, kind of keeping to himself, and just watching him go pint after pint after pint is really the experience. And if you want to come out here and see exactly how he does that, come out here and join us at Dillinger Brewing Company. We're back here with Aaron Long and Eric Seip talking about this wonderful beers and this wonderful place. We're going to talk about the place in a minute, but we got one more beer. Flight, Aaron Long.
All right, final one. This one is near and dear to our hearts. It's called the Saguaro Patch. It's a prickly pear,
yes.
Saguaro fruit, agave nectar sour. It involved a lot of us just walking through the desert with a 40-foot PVC pipe knocking off fruit off cactuses.
That's Southern Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Very tart up front, clean at the end.
That is Southern Arizona. Now, I got to testify, I was slow to the sour story. Right? I mean, because I've had, you know, a small handful of sours that I actually really like, because sometimes I think there's a tendency to go, like, big, kind of, you know, overwhelming. This is the kind of sour that I like, because it's a sour by definition, but you're also creating and representing and showcasing other flavors that kind of balance that tartness out. Mm-hmm. So you say tart up front, finishes super clean with that great botanical of the desert, the vegetation of the desert. And again, you're an ode to a story of John Dillinger. Your beers tell different stories as well. Okay, Senor Huita, Roadrunner Red. The stout is the
Bennu Approach.
The Bennu Approach and the Saguaro
Patch Sour.
Patch Sour. Only four of the multitude of beers that are available for you right now at Dillinger Brewing Company. We got Brian Thomas Parker is in the house. He's going to start playing at 6 o'clock tonight. People come out here to Dillinger Brewing Company for some entertainment as well, right?
Absolutely. So we typically do all our beer releases on Friday nights. Coming up this month, we have the Pear Lychee Sour, we have the Brut 100, we have the Bennu Arrival for when the spacecraft actually gets to the asteroid.
Very cool.
Every Saturday night, we'll be doing live music. Every Sunday, we have micheladas for a little Sunday fun day.
Oh,
so
no,
we got a lot of stuff going on.
Right on. You guys doing the growler game as well?
Absolutely. We have our growler specials on Tuesdays, so 33% off fills. We fill other breweries' growlers as well, so you're not forced to buy ours.
Okay, so that's the kind of that's the spirit that I'm talking about. We've all been to that brewer. I don't know if they're in town or not, but there are those that are kind of very particular
yes.
about that kind of thing. You're like, dude, we don't have any problems, or we don't want to be weird about that. We're just about
right.
celebrating beer.
If you want to come in and buy my beer, I'm typically going to let you.
33% off growler fills every
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Okay, what are your hours of operation around the week?
From Monday through Thursday, we're open 2 to 9, Friday 2 to 10, Saturday 12 to 10, and Sunday 12 to 7.
Okay, and you three are always here all throughout those entire, unless Aaron's talking to a restaurateur and John's dirty and doesn't want to come out and actually see the public. Because when John gets dirty making beer, sometimes that might not be the best thing to...
It's an interesting
all too accurate.
Anyway, when David Martin from Red Desert Barbecue was here, he brought some ribs, but he reminded me that when you guys first opened, his truck was a regular fixture here. Are you guys hosting the food truck convoy out here as well at Dillinger?
So we'll bring them out for special occasions.
Uh-huh.
We're doing them more often on Friday nights now. But, yeah, we'll always let the public know when we got something here.
Okay, what are some of your favorite food trucks? I mean,
Fat Noodle, of course.
All right, they're near the top of my list as well. Yep.
So I'm catering my wedding that I'm having in a few months with food trucks, and it's going to be Fat Noodle and Fiamme.
Okay, you're getting married in a few months?
I'm getting married. I probably shouldn't say the date. I don't want people crashing us. It's going to be here at the
brewery. You're actually going to be doing it here?
At the brewery.
Okay, now, Aaron Long, what does that mean to you? I mean, Eric is getting married, and the story.
I don't know if Julie knows this yet.
The two of you, I mean, inseparable. I mean, you obviously have had a chance to meet her. And
I have.
And
she's one of my roommates
and
as well.
Give the blessings. Okay, that's how it all works out, right? So I almost want to kind of sing, come and knock on our door.
No. I've seen these two together. That's not a pretty sight.
Well, congratulations. Is your fiance with whom you will be celebrating nuptials, is she a beer gal as well? Oh, she's sitting here?
Yes, and she is right next to the classy alcoholic.
Oh, my goodness. Be careful. What's her name?
Julie.
Julie, be very careful. You're sitting too close to the classy alcoholic. Things can go wrong real fast. Anyway, congratulations. Soon to be the lovely bride of Eric Seip. Anyway, we're thrilled for the both of you.
Thank you.
And remind me again, what's the date of the wedding?
Sometime in the next 2 or 3 or possibly 4 months.
Okay. So you got to be a regular at Dillinger to strike it at the right very moment. So Aaron,
hit me
Long,
up if you want the invite to that, by the way.
So Aaron Long, if you had to go home right now, are you a whiskey guy, rum guy, vodka guy? You doing a lot of the stuff on the spirits?
Mostly a beer guy, but right. If I'm picking a spirit, usually whiskey is
okay.
My game.
So what's the whiskey that you got there at the Long family household?
The Del Bac, mostly.
If you're gonna get a
whiskey, get a good one made locally.
Is your jam the Dorado, the Mesquite Smoked?
Mesquite Smoked. That's definitely my thing.
Right on. What about you, Eric? Are you a spirits guy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As big a whiskey guy as I'm a beer
guy.
You
are? Okay, so right in the whiskey lane, what are some of your favorites? What do you like to sip on?
If I want a scotch, something peaty, normally Lagavulin 16. Okay. If I want something more American, I'll do Bernheim Wheat or Blanton's. I got a better taste than I have the ability to purchase right now.
Okay, Julie, I'm marrying him. Call the whole thing off.
This is awkward.
He answers those questions with such confidence and such love and such passion. Anyway, Eric Seip and Aaron Long, two of the guys that have brought this great story, Dillinger Brewing Company, to Southern Arizona. They are growing. This community has embraced what they are, who they are, their culture, their philosophy, their point of view, and the wonderful stories I think that each of their beers tell. Again, one more time, hours of operation at Dillinger Brewing Company.
So Monday through Thursday, 2 to 9, Fridays, 2 to 10, Saturdays, 12 to 10, and Sundays, 12 to 7.
Right on. Thank you guys so much for everything you do. And Kyle Blessinger, thank you so much for letting the FCC go one more week without sending me some sort of a bad note. But anyway, always fun hanging out with
Appreciate
you, brother.
It, buddy.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on my website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Kyle Blessinger reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on out here and join us at Dillinger Brewing.